We're finishing Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis of David, and we mentioned yesterday that one of the things that David Amal said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when begging him not to take him out of this world was he said, what are you going to gain from my blood if I die, from my going down to the dirt? Hayodcha afar hayagid amitecha, could the dirt thank you? In other words, the biggest thing that David HaMelech was afraid of losing by his passing away was his ability to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. And we see that also that same idea, again, at the very end of the Mizmor, it says, L'man nizamecha kavod v'lo yidom. In order that kavod, which we'll explain what kavod is soon, but in order that I can continue to praise you and sing to you, v'lo yidom, and I should never be quieted. Hashem Elokai la'ola modeka, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, forever, for all of eternity, I always will be thanking you. So you see that David HaMelech, it's a goal, not just for David, for us, it's a goal for a person to constantly be praising and thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu throughout the day, la'ola modeka, non-stop, with everything you do, through your actions, through your words, through your interaction with HaKadosh Baruch Hu throughout the day, you're constantly la'olam odecha, you're always thanking him, and we're never quieted. There's a pasuk that says, lo ha-meisim yahaluka v'lo ko yorde duma, lo ha-meitim yahaluka, that the meitim, that those that are dead, aren't able to praise Hashem anymore, v'lo ko yorde duma, not any of those that go down to Duma, go down to the grave. But why is a grave, why is death called Duma? Why is it called Duma? Duma is the word Dumiya, quiet. In other words, if you had to capture death in one word and describe it, it's called Duma, quiet. Because you're quieted from your ability to continue to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that really also gives us a lot of significance in the Mishnah in Bava Kama, where Adam is called Mavet. A davener, one that prays all the time. So the fact, if the idea of a human being is to be la'olam odeka, and death is duma, is being quieted from being able to thank Hashem, so it makes a lot of sense that Adam should be called maveh, one that davens to Hashem all the time. And I thought that maybe that's another reason why this mizmor comes right before Pesukah D'Zimra, because since in Pesukah D'Zimra, it's all just praising Kadosh Baruch Hu in all different ways that we could praise Him. So it makes so much sense to enter that by showing that the focus of our life and what we're supposed to fill up all of our time with is thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu, praising Kadosh Baruch Hu, and how David HaMelech, his reason for begging to live was so that he could always be thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu, la'olam odecha. It makes so much sense to bridge straight from that into Barsh Amar and all Pesukim D'Zimra, which is praises of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So it makes sense as an intro to Pesukim D'Zimra. Also, just since we already hit that last puzzle, we skip one, we have to go back, but la'olam odecha, forever, I will praise you, I will thank you. There's hinted at that, or maybe even mefurash, the idea that we continue to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the next world, if we're zocha. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tzadi Aleph Medbei, says, kol ha'omer shira ba'olam hazeh, zocha va'omer la'olam haba. That whoever sings Shira to Hashem, praises to Hashem in this world, will be zocha to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the next world. Now, in the next world, it's a tremendous delight and a huge enjoyment to be like the Malachim and praise, be able to sing and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the schus to be able to do that is based on how much you praised Him in this world. So the fact that David HaMelech is saying that let me continue to live so I could praise you. So he says, L'man yizamecha kavod v'lo yidom, that I shouldn't be quiet if I'm praising you. Hashem Elokai la'ola modeka, meaning not only in this world I will be able to thank you, then also in the next world I'll be able to thank you and to praise you. If you let me stay alive and continue to praise you now in this world, then like the Gemara says, I'll be zocha to continue to praise you also in the next world. That Gemara actually learns this idea out, or shows this idea in the pasuk, Ashrei Yoshvei Veisecha, fortunate are those that sit in your home, in the Beis Knesses, in the Beis Midrash, and learn and daven and praise you. Od Yehalelucha Sela. Od means also in the future. Yehalelucha, they will in the future praise you Sela. You know, like they'll continue to praise you forever. So Ashrei Yoshvei Veisecha, praiseworthy, fortunate are those that get to sit here in this world, in the Beis Midrashes and in the shuls, and praise and daven. to Hashem, and then Ode in the future, in Olam Haba, they'll continue to be able to praise Hashem. So that's what David HaMelech is alluding to here also when he says, La'olam Odeka, I want to be able to forever thank you. In the beginning of that pasuk, L'man yizamercha kavod v'lo yidom, in order that I should be able to sing to you. So what's this kavod? What's that word kavod doing over there? So I saw from Avigdor Miller, but I think it's in other places too, that refers to a pasuk in Tehillim with David HaMelech when he wants to wake up in the morning. He says, Ura kavodi, ura neva vakino. He says to his neshama, Ura kavodi, wake up my kavod. Kavod referring to his neshama. He wants his neshama to wake up, return to the body and start your day. So if the neshama is referred to as the kavod of the person, the most powerful, valuable thing that's within a person is his neshama. That's his kavod. And where it comes out the most into expression is when a person becomes inflamed in love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and sings praises to him. So that's coming from his kavod. That's coming from his neshama. That's what David HaMelech says, L'man yizmecha kavod, in order that my neshama, the kavod that I contained within me, my neshama, allow my neshama to stay in my body. He said in the previous psukim, L'man yizmecha kavod, in order that my neshama should be able to continue to praise you in this world, v'lo yidum, and not be quieted. Because we said death is called duma, quiet, where you're stopped from being able to praise. And I skipped the pasuk where we said, David HaMelech said, Hafachta mispidi l'macholi, pitachta sakiva ta'azreni simcha, that you turned around my hesped, my mourning, my eulogies, like when things look bad for me, into a source of rejoicing. You opened up my sackcloth, pitachta sakli v'tazreni simcha, and you girded me with simcha. So two different explanations that I've seen. One is that David HaMelech knows that when you call out to Hashem, He saves you. And therefore He's already celebrating now that salvation, even though it hasn't happened yet. So as He's saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I call out to you for help, Shema Hashem v'chaneni, Hashem heye ozeli, and already now I'm able to start to rejoice over the fact that I know you're going to save me. Hafachtam, and it says, if it's done already, because it says in the past tense, you turn my hesped into a source of rejoicing, because you know that He's going to save you. Whether it's today, tomorrow, or eventually, you know that the salvation is going to come from what it is that you're going through. But the other pshat could be that we're talking about after the fact, and we look at the different things that Hashem saved us from in the past, that at first looked to us as a misbade, as like a something to be just sad about and feel like a loss over, and then we realize that it turned out only for the good, so we look at those to give us strength for the future. So hafachta misbedi l'macholi, you turned around past misbedim l'macholi, and that gives me the ability to continue l'man yizmecha kavod v'lo yidum, that I continue to praise you even at these times of darkness. I forgot to say something in the very beginning from the Chafetz Chaim. In the beginning of the Mizmor, we said, Aramimcha Hashem, ki delitani. I will praise you, I will exalt you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when you lower me down. So the Chafetz Chaim says over there, this is the Chafetz Chaim al Torah, in Masa Lamelach and Parshas Re'eh. So he says that sometimes a person is decreed upon him in Shemayim that he should die because of his sins. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu in his Rachamim instead makes him poor. Because you know that when somebody is poor, that's considered like they're dead. In other words, he makes them lose something in a way that he feels the pain of losing his wealth, losing what he has. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu will consider that in his Chesed and in his Rachamim as if you died. And that's what David HaMelech is thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu for over here. Aramimcha Hashem ki delitani, because you made me a dal, because you made me poor, I'm happy that you did that to me instead of having me die. V'lo simachta oivai li, and you didn't let my oivim, the Satan and the Malach HaMaves, rejoice over killing me. Instead, dilitani, you made me poor, that I was yotze, the fact that I needed to die. Okay, now we're going to be starting Barsh Amar Pesukat Zimra. And I want to show you something, a nice idea that I saw by Rav Schwab, but there are others, I think, that also reference this idea. So we know that even though the Rambam says that tefillah is midoraisa, the fact that a person davens HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We learn that from the pasuk la'avdo b'chol levavchem, to serve Hashem with all of your lev. But still, the wording of the tefillah and the arrangement of the siddur and the order of the tefillahs, that was all arranged by Anshe Knesset Agdola, which had amongst them Nevi'im, and was put together in the beginning of the second Bais HaMikdash. And since tefillah is keneged the korbanos, the Gemara says in Brachos that the Shachris Milchamar was keneged the different korbanos that were brought throughout the day, Talmud Shachar, Talmud Shabbat Arbayim, what was left on the Mizbeach overnight burning. So, because really, what we really look forward to is one day is to be able to have the Bais HaMikdash back again, and to be able to bring korbanos, like we say, at the very end of Shemona Esrei. We say to Kadosh Baruch Hu, He wrote some of the Nachash Shem Lekinu Kedav Senu. She bana Bais HaMikdash Mehera V'Yameinu. Why are we referring to that at the end of Shemona Esrei? V'Sham Na'avadach Abira. Because even though Tefillah is so powerful and Shemona Esrei is so valuable and important, but we still yearn to be able. It's still tremendously lacking in its potency until we have the Bais HaMikdash and we could bring korbanos again. So therefore, the Anshe Knesset Adola tried to make the Tefillah as much keneged the Bais HaMikdash and the korbanos as possible. So there's a lot of hints throughout the davening, including the order of the davening, that parallel the Bais HaMikdash and parallel the korbanos, because really there's within it a yearning to have the Bais HaMikdash back again. So Rav Schwab says like this, that the order of the tefillah is like entering the Bais HaMikdash and getting deeper and deeper into it, to holier areas of it. And he describes it like this. He says that first, when you're going in, we're looking at a map now of the Bais HaMikdash, so you first go through the Ezros Nashim. And the Ezros Nashim, that's parallel to saying Adon Olam, Netzios Yadayim, Asha Yotzer, Elokai Neshama. That's all because you're waiting to be able to enter the gates that will bring you into the Ezros Yisrael. Then there's a staircase over here between the Ezros Nashim and the Ezros Yisrael. That staircase has 15 stairs in it, and the 15 brachos of Birchas HaShachar are parallel to walking up those 15 steps, getting closer to Ezros Yisrael. The last one of those brachos, we end off with the words Gomer Chasadim La'amo Yisrael. Why? Because now only Am Yisrael is able to go in. The Goyim have to stop over there. Goyim can't go further. Only Jews can go into the Ezros Yisrael. So that's why there's a special brach over there about Gomer Chasadim La'am Yisrael. Right before Ezros Yisrael, after you've gone up the 15 steps, we have Sha'ar Nicanor, the gates of Nicanor, right before the Azara. And that's right before Machane Shechina starts, where the Goyim have to stop. That gate is parallel after the 15 steps. And that gate is parallel to the Ribon Kol HaOlamim that we learned, where we were thinking Kadosh Baruch Hu, that we're not like the Goyim. Aval anachnu amcha b'nei pritecha b'nei Avram ohavcha. We spoke about all the special gifts that He gave to us as being the Jewish people. So we're saying that that's like going through Sha'ar Nicanor into the Ezros Yisrael, where we realize the special level that the Jewish people have. Then where are we? We get to the Mizbeach. Okay, we get to the Mizbeach that's in the, that's still before the Ulam. We get the Mizbeach, and we're saying the Parshas HaTamid, the Korban HaTamid, which is brought on that Mizbeach, the Mizbeach HaChitzona. And then we have, in order to walk up to the Ulam, you have the floor, which is one level, and then another 12 stairs that brings you up to the gateway that goes into the Ulam. So that's 13 different levels, and those 13 are parallel to the Yugim Amidos of Rabbi Yishmael Omer. Yugim Amidos, that's bringing you up towards the Ulam. And now the gate of the Ulam, the Pesach HaUlam, which is a big, grand entrance into the Ulam, that's Bar Sha'amar. The Ulam itself is Psuke Dezimra. The idea of Psuke Dezimra is you're getting ready to enter the Heichal, to go into even a more Kaddish area after Yishtabach, after Baruch Hu. So in the Ulam is the praising of Hashem, getting ready for the Birchos Kriyat Shema Shema and Shemona Esrei. So that's the Psukah Dezimra of the Ulam. So you enter the Ulam with the big grand entrance of Bar Sha'amar, and you leave the Ulam and enter the next realm when you're saying Yishtabach, which is the closing bracha, Psukah Dezimra. So Psukah Dezimra opens and closes with a bracha that's parallel to the grand entrance in and the grand entrance out of the Ulam. the Mishnah and Brachos talks about how the Hasidim Harishonim, they would prepare for an hour before davening, an hour after davening. So how do you prepare for an hour before davening? If we would sit here and try to focus ourselves in on having the right kavanah, our minds would probably daydream. They say that nowadays the Pesukah de Zimra that we have, the Brachos, Pesukah de Zimra, that's all meant to prepare us towards getting to the Shemona Esrei. Shkoyach.